This content is not my usual forte. I'm making this video because this dude needs to be exposed. There's far too many creeps on the internet that are getting a pass for some reason, and we as a community must stand firm in our convictions and shine a light on this absolute scumbag. So here we go. Let me explain to you why this particular topic hits so close to home. The name Jailbreak Overlander comes from my time being locked up in various facilities. And because of my affiliation with certain motorcycle enthusiasts, I was listed as STG, Security Threat Group. Oftentimes, while incarcerated, security officers, correctional officers, would come up to us and tell us that there was a new offender on the tier. And we would deal with said offender. But after doing so, we had to go to the hole. And while sitting in the hole numerous times for up to 2 months at a whack, I thought to myself, if I can ever get out of here, I'm going to build a vehicle and I'm going to at least explore the United States of America. Hence the name Jailbreak Overlander. And that's exactly what I did. Here's the deal. This guy, Ben Azule, or King Azule as he's dubbed himself, is an alpha male influencer who is faking it completely. He bought all his subscribers. His views show that quite clearly. And this guy's background is horrendous. He's not only been convicted once, but twice of assaulting a female, and one was assaulting a minor with other gentlemen involved. Fortunately, YouTubers like John Bravo have gotten the receipts and they've shown them all. This guy needs to go. Period. That's all there is to it. That's why I'm making this video. The community has to stand as one on something. And this seems to be our Rubicon. So here we go. This guy, Ben Azule, in his own description says, at 17, I was homeless due to a rough childhood. I ended up in jail and thought my life will never change due to my circumstances. So here I am today. If I did it, anyone can. I will do everything to teach you my methods. Well, first of all of this is a complete sham, but on the internet, you can fake it till you make it. If you dump out enough money, enough people will start giving money to you. The problem is, this guy has claimed that he's fought 30 men at a time, that he was adopted by a secret kung fu master, that he went to the Shaolin temples, that he was on an FBI terrorist team. And it turns out every single solitary story he tells is a complete and utter fabrication, or he's simply using other people's stories. He's a liar. There you go.
Now, it looks like I pissed off a lot of people, guys. A lot of people. So many, because I became so influential so quick. And I'm literally one of the most talked about influencers in the world today.
That's his response right there to all the information that's come out that shows him literally pleading guilty to a multiple person assault on a 15-year-old. And that's not even the best part, because not only did that information came out, then after the fact, another one came out. And this is how he's trying to rub it off. It's the Matrix. He's stealing Andrew Tate's words. And chances are you didn't even know who this guy was until John Bravo was nice enough to expose him for the absolute monster that he is. The internet community has to stand up and deal with things like this, because YouTube certainly has not.
What I'd love to see.
What?
You and Tate in the ring.
I'd love to.
Octagon or ring.
I'd love to.
Yeah?
I would love to.
Maybe we could set it up.
I would break his head in half. I'm not kidding.
Is there anything?
He's a trained fighter. I'm a trained killer. Two different things.
You see what I'm saying? He's a trained killer, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone needs to be afraid of this guy. Yet his YouTube numbers are terrible. His Instagram numbers are terrible. But in this day and age, if you keep dumping money and renting cars and smoking cigars and getting on podcasts where they don't ask you any real questions, you can fake it. I'm afraid that this guy is going to impact other people's lives and have the same thing happen all over again. I sat in front of a 12-man jury one time in Peabody, Massachusetts for my life because I took a baseball bat to a man's head that was trying to abduct a 5-year-old. And fortunately, I was found not guilty. But this stuff cuts me to the quick. I don't have brothers and sisters, and I don't have any children. But this still bothers me. Picking on the weaker is just not what a man should do. At any rate, here's John Bravo.
Do you guys know who this King Azuli is? I like to call him King Asshole. The Shaolin monk trained kung fu fighting Batman wannabe. Piece of shit. The man who spams his whole life of lies across the internet for internet fame. You guys know this asshole, right? But if there's one thing I think this asshole was telling the truth about, it's how that old man, Chinese guy, in the restaurant, how he fell in love with them because he was so special. Because that explains a lot about this idiot.
Eventually, the owner fell in love with me, and he said, that kid is special.
That poor old man, he just wanted to love him a long time, like that.
I got my ass kicked one time in my life. I was 13 years old. I got jumped by about 30 guys outside of a house party. After that, I purchased an Uzi. Nobody ever jumped me again. Nobody ever said anything again. I was ready to die, and I was ready to take everybody with me.
The fuck out of six of them.
A guy goes, pulls out a gun, and tells me to stop. I look at him, and I say, shoot me. I'm not going to shoot you. What's your name? So the fuck are you to ask me my name? I said, shoot me. He said, no. I want you to be one of us. But we're talking somebody from the mob. And I started doing underground fights for him. I also was his bodyguard for a while. I felt very powerful.
So stand by, because I am going to show you all the documentation where Ben was in court for him, his brother, and a friend deflowering a 15-year-old girl in the most brutal way humanly possible, and Ben pled guilty to it. But I'm not going to play the entire John Bravo film because it's his channel. I'm just going to use the parts that are necessary. Links to him will be below. But you hear this guy saying how the mafia wanted to get him after seeing how good of a fighter he was. He wanted them to join up with him. Well, that's a fun story, but here's a video from one of his school friends.
What's up, YouTube? This is a video I've been wanting to make for quite some time now. And I feel like right now is the appropriate time to do that. So, I want to talk about Ben, aka King Azuli. King, yeah. All right. I went to middle school and high school with this clown, all right? Now, funny story time. 2003-2004 school year at A. Wright Middle School in Calabasas, California, off of Las Virgenes Road. This is back when A.C. Stell and A.E. Wright Middle School were sharing the same campus because A.C. Stell hadn't been built yet. I don't remember if Ben was on the A.C. Stell side or on the A.E. Wright side, but anyways, we were all intermingled until A.C. Stell opened their campus. So I was in the sixth grade. I was at A.E. Wright Middle School. He was in the eighth grade. Now, from what I remember, Ben was a nobody. He didn't really have friends. Nobody liked him. He was annoying. I remember he was scrawny and he had a really big nose. I'm talking like Toucan Sam, like a Lethal Weapon as a nose. And I remember he had some piercings too. Like he had an eyebrow piercing, I remember. Because I used to want an eyebrow piercing back then, and I thought it was cool that he had an eyebrow piercing, actually. But, so anyways, it was, I believe it was October of 2003, and he was leaned up against the fence by the vending machines, and he was beatboxing and rapping. You know, he, at the time, I guess he wanted to be a rapper or something. So he was beatboxing and rapping. I remember he was wearing this really large gray oversized hoodie. It's funny how my short-term memory is horrible, but my long-term memory is amazing. So anyways, he was wearing this oversized gray hoodie. He had his hood on, beatboxing. I'm with my group of friends. We had some girls around us. And I was by no means a tough guy. I was a skinny skater kid. And I'm still by no means a tough guy. I'm not a fighter. I'm just a guy that likes lifting weights. So Ben, he was beatboxing and rapping before school started. And someone from my friend group shouted, "Shut up!" We were tired of hearing him. I mean, we didn't want to hear his garbage raps. It was horrible. It's fair enough. So he said, "Hey, who said that?" And me, I had this girl that I was crushing on. Her name was Courtney. So, you know, Courtney was standing there, and I raised my hand, and I said, "Me, I said it." So he walks over to me, and, you know, he was like two grades above me. So he was bigger than I was. This is before I hit puberty, too. I was a little scrawny kid. He walks over to me and gets in my face. And I remember his nose was right here. And I took a step back and I jabbed him in the nose, thinking I'm going to get my ass kicked right now. But I had my friends with me, so I wasn't too worried. But I thought for sure I'm going to get my ass kicked. But I was trying to impress a girl. So I punched him in the nose. What happened next definitely surprised me. Instead of him fighting back, he just grabbed his nose and goes like this. And then there was some blood dripping out of his nose. And I thought, all right, he's going to fight back. But no, instead of fighting back, he started crying.
So again, I'm not going to play his childhood friend's entire video, but instead I'll leave links below so you can watch the entire thing, but you get the gist of it. This kid was an attention-seeking, cowardly crybaby that discovered the internet and how you can turn a horrible life, especially after being convicted and being registered, go on the internet and just lie to people and teach them how to sell and become a multi-millionaire like yourself, because that's what he does. But here's the actual paperwork read by John Bravo.
This is where the story turns. And I wanted to go back to the beginning where he claims he was in prison, right? I wanted to see if he ever was in prison or if it's another one of his bullshit stories, because he's only talked about it once. And he said that he went to prison for something that he didn't do.
And after that, I got arrested. I got arrested for something that they said that I did. I didn't do it.
Was it true? Did he go to prison? Yeah, he was telling us the truth on that. But he lied to all of us when he said he didn't do anything. And now I'm going to tell you the story of exactly what he did. Now, a warning, before I tell you guys this story, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've seen and I've heard lots of things. But never have I uncovered something as dark, evil, and sad as I did when I was doing this. So prepare yourself, because this is not a joke. This is not funny. This is actually a serious story. And I want you guys to prepare for what I'm going to tell you. He was 18 years old. He went to a party with his brother and a bunch of his other friends. They see a girl there, 15 years old, a cheerleader, beautiful girl from high school. The party, you know, they're all there having a good time. Him and his brother and the other friend and a few other people tell the girl, "Hey, you know, come back to the party at my parents' house. You know, we'll stop by the liquor store. We'll get some liquor. We have fake IDs. We'll have fun. We'll party." So the girl listens. She goes. She's naive. And I don't think she ever expected to happen what happened. Ben, King Asshole, his brother, Dylan, and another kid. They're all Israeli, so I guess they're very close. They all took turns taking advantage of her. I have to be careful with what I say here. In every which way possible, I'm talking in the, from behind the mouth. It's really bad and it's really hard to say, but they all took turns on her. She was a 15-year-old virgin. Very, very sad story. I'm going to show you guys here some of the documentation, but I have to be very careful in how I show this on YouTube.
This is a lawsuit by a young woman stemming from a brutal R and S assault committed against her by defendants Ben Azuli, Dylan Azuli, both of them are brothers, and Mayor Vareed, who was their friend, on July 13, 2008, at the home of defendants David and Rachel Azuli, which are his parents. At the time, H, which I had to shorten her name because I do not want her identity revealed. At the time, H was only 15 years old and a virgin. H has suffered and continues to suffer extreme physical and emotional damages as alleged herein. At the party in Sherman Oaks, H, Catherine, and Paulina met defendants Ben and Dylan Azuli, who are brothers. Dylan convinced H, Catherine, and Paulina to come to what he described as a party at his parents' house at Buffalo Avenue in Sherman Oaks, and Ben drove them there. So they were at a party initially, and then he convinced them all to go to his house. A highly intoxicated H is repeatedly and forcibly R'd by at least three of the defendants while the others stand by and watch. H was forcibly dragged into a bedroom by Ben, who stripped of her clothes, forced her to perform OS on him, and then oral blank on her against her will. Ben then proceeded to brutally force himself upon H, beating her and R'd her against her will. Other boys, including Dylan and Mayer, watched while this was going on, but made no effort to stop Ben. In fact, each time she attempted escape, she was pulled back into the room and subjected to further S assault. After Ben had finished ravaging H, he passed her to his brother Dylan, who dragged her from Ben's room to Dylan's room. While R'ing her, he bit her on the neck and Dylan and Ben then flipped H onto her stomach, face down, and she was again R'd from behind by both. During the R, one or more of the boys had A sex with her. After being repeatedly R'd by Ben and Dylan inside the house, Ben and Dylan moved H to a couch in the backyard. Ben and Dylan watched, but did nothing to stop Mayer. Defendants Rachel and David Azuli came home to find a party of at least 8 teenagers drinking and smoking marijuana, but did nothing to intervene. Rachel Azuli watched Mayer take H, who she knew to be drunk and underage, out of the backyard, through a side door, and did nothing to stop them. Ben, Dylan, and Mayer were subsequently arrested and interviewed by the police. Ben and Dylan also informed the police that they had watched Mayer R.H. Ben was prosecuted as an adult. Dylan and Mayer were both charged as minors. Ben admitted his guilt in open court and was convicted on the charge of violating Penal Code Section 288, blank with a minor. Dylan also admitted his guilt and was convicted in a juvenile proceeding on a charge of violating Penal Code Section 261, R of an intoxicated unconscious person.
Come on over to the U.S., set up a fight, however you want.
Hell, the Wise Nuts will sponsor the damn fight.
Shit.
However you want.
Listen,
we could do an MMA fight, which I've done many times. We could do a boxing fight if you want, which I call a pillow fight. We could go bare knuckle. We could do kickboxing. You're a 4-time world champion. Well, you didn't fight people like me. Or we could go all out.
Is there?
So this is the reason I'm putting this guy on blast, and every single channel should do the same. Like, I'm wondering where Penguin Zero is on this particular topic, because he's the one that was making fun of him quite a while ago. And all that did was give this guy more views, period. He's a clout-chasing, pathological, lying, sexual deviant who's been caught. And I mean, that story is gruesome, and it turns out it's not the only story. He's done it again. He's done it again. Let John Bravo explain it.
if I found a woman that's a virgin, I'm going to marry her before even sleeping with her.
And one other thing. What he did to that poor girl, ruining her life at 15 years old. But I was thinking, there was no way this is the only incident he had in his life. There had to be more. And I uncovered more shit about this asshole. And he took even more steps to try to hide this from everyone. And now, I'm going to go over it all with you.
Now, it looks like I pissed off a lot of people, guys. A lot of people. So many, because I became so influential so quick. And I'm literally one of the most talked about influencers in the world today.
Yeah, you're being talked about, you asshole, for being a PDF file. Is that what you want to be known for, you piece of shit?
That I got to the point that they're putting out a lot of false information about me.
You're going to pretend that what happened and what you and your butt buddies and your brother did to that 15-year-old girl didn't happen? Remember, you admitted it in court, you asshole. You forgot?
But you see, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm going to say this. It's going to come out of my mouth. It looks like the Matrix is attacking me. It looks like they don't want me around. Because I'm helping men, teaching them to become men, to take care of women. Now, I gotta tell you, in the last 7 days, I've gotten hundreds of death threats. And my team told me about it, because guys, I don't check my messages. Only if you're somebody who loves me, I'll come in, I'll send you a voice message, but I don't check my messages anymore. So, a bunch of death threats. Now, on top of that, everybody wants to fight me because of all these false accusations on social media. They're like, oh, my dad could kick your ass. Oh, my friend's a fighter, he could kick your ass. Oh, my teacher said he could kick your ass. I'm like, listen, I'm not fighting anybody unless you're a name. I created this fame. I'm not going to give you fame just because you want to fight me. It doesn't make any sense for me. So guys, bring me a real name. Bring me Andrew Tate. Bring me Conor McGregor. Bring me Mayweather. Bring me Jake Paul.
So after the last video, many of you guys stated, you know, there's no way a person with this past, what he did to that girl, was the only thing he did in his life. And I looked into the situation and, you know, people, you know, when I put out these videos, many times people like you reach out to me. And people from his past, men, women with stories came and shared information about this asshole with me. And then also I looked into his criminal background. He had warrants, domestic violence issues, restraining orders. And to top it all off, he went to great lengths to hide it all from the internet, which I'm going to show you. One woman in particular that had a relationship with Ben shared with me her medical records on lifelong injuries that she suffered during her relationship with Ben, which I'm going to go over here. But first, I want to show you what this asshole did. He went to great lengths to try to hide all his history online, right? Very hard to find information on this asshole, but if you know where to look, you could definitely find things, right? But I'm going to show you here a document now on the screen, and you know what this is. This is this asshole trying to change his name to Ben Aston. And the reason why he wanted to change it was because he knew he was going online. He didn't want people looking up his information, right? So he did his best to hide it. So he filed this, a name change, with the court. But when he went to file it, the court said, fuck you. We're not allowing you to change your name. Because you have a warrant out for your arrest, you asshole, and we're not going to allow you to change your name. But the best part, you know how he goes around saying he's this big millionaire? Well, what kind of millionaire has to go to the court and beg for a fucking refund? So why he had a warrant out for his arrest during that time, I'm working on getting the information. But he also had a restraining order on him. That I can see in the system from his ex-wife. And somebody even reached out, who knows Ben, to Greg Doucette, which he put in his video showing the same information.
I'm not going to say the exact names of this, but I'm going to read some of this. And so if you need a good laugh, my blank worked for this guy before me, and he's absolutely out of his mind. He excommunicated me after blah, blah, blah. Dude, he's the funniest person on the internet, and knowing him personally makes it even funnier. He's not putting on a show. He actually believes his bullshit. He's actually got a kid in the Midwest that's like 7, and the mom won full custody of and has a restraining order against him. You can't make this stuff up.
Now, there was another woman who had a relationship with Ben, who's reached out to me, and she doesn't want her identity known, so I have to be careful in what stories I can share, but I can share that she told me all this shit about Kung Fu Master, underground cage fighter for the mob, all these horseshit stories is all complete bullshit. And she also told me about the abuse she suffered while she was with Ben. And some of the injuries she suffered are lifelong injuries.
And so again, I'll leave both of the John Bravo videos below, as well as the kid that grew up with King Azuli, so you can understand that this guy is a serial rapist. This is his thing. And the fact that he puts mentor for men, he changed his life and you can too. Well, he didn't change his life. People like that, I did a lot of things wrong in my life. A lot of things wrong. A lot of violence, a lot of robbery, so forth, so on, and blah, 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 as well as addiction and other things. But fortunately, I got to the other side. This guy is not going to get to the other side. He's a pathological liar who simply makes up stories based on Jean-Claude Van Damme and others. I mean, it's insane. But people buy this nonsense, just like with Wes Watson, what's his name, Andrew Tate, 1090 Jake, the white blood from Boston. That's all complete nonsense, and these guys are getting wealthy off of it. So everybody needs to pick up their bell and ring it. If you have a channel, put this dude on blast, because he's going to teach others, and he's going to spread like the parasitic cancer that he is. At any rate, hit the like, hit the share, hit the subscribe, and check the links below for John Bravo's channel as well as the King's channel, so you can leave him a piece of your mind, because everybody is. And he's taking all of this attention as a positive thing, because that's how mentally broken this Israeli scumbag is. I'm out.